Okay, so Patty, the first question I want to, well, first of all, I want to just tell you how huge of a fan I am.
I'm a bigger fan than yours. I love you more.
I don't.
That's all there is.
I don't think so.
I think I do.
I really, like, you being here, I really, that squeal that I had when, I don't know if you heard me, I thought it was loud and obnoxious, but when you first walked through this up the stairs, I was just freaking out.
I remember when Linda sent me that email and I said, oh, well, I knew that Anna was the biggest fan. She has been for so long, and I knew she was going to be so excited. And then when I mentioned it to her, she screamed because we've been talking about your show for years.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're super excited.
But I wanted to open with something, with a question that's been kind of bugging me a bit lately. What do you recommend about female grooming?
Oh, you mean if it's going to be... Actually, I'm having a bikini wax tonight, so...
I can do it here for you.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, my God. Do you have the hard wax? Because I only go hard wax. But I'm a slip and slide all it off girl. I like to feel sensation, you know? And since I'm newly single, I like to feel a lot of sensation.
Okay, but are you all bare?
Yes.
Nice.
Even the butt. And that's the best part, by the way.
When the butt they rip the is butt. The best
I don't
part.
Know why that feels good, but if it's really, really good.
You know what? Because I think that it's because it doesn't... Well, it's not quite as... It's a very different sensation.
Yes, it's not... The right side is the most painful when they go to that right side area. I don't know what's that sensation. It's, you could die over that.
Oh,
seriously.
Man. But I finally got on like the laser away.
Oh, how did you, I was afraid of that. It hurt on my face. I've done laser on my face. So I was like, there's no way I'm doing it down there.
It actually wasn't nearly as bad as waxing, I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go laser. And did it take like 3 times and are you completely smooth now?
First of all, I would love to say that I'm completely smooth, but I'm not.
Did you get baldy patches all over?
It took probably like 10 times.
10 times?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So they lie on those like ads, I see.
But it is super quick. It's so it's just as fast.
It's
as
like zhuzh zhuzh zhuzh, and you're done.
Pretty much.
Oh, maybe it's worth it then.
But you know, I was talking about this on an earlier podcast that my gynecologist told me that the bush is back.
Yeah, no. Somebody said that, and then somebody said the landing strip, the Playboy strip, because Playboy is no longer Playboy anymore. You know, there's no new pictures in it anymore. It's digital. So they like to attribute to Playboy. They're giving the landing strip now. Which I don't know. I don't know. All I know is I like it naked, and so do my men.
I
do too.
You do?
You do?
Oh, okay. I didn't know this, Sim.
Oh, you're on my team.
You just told me this.
No, you knew this about me, didn't you?
No. We haven't talked about pussy
hair
before.
I do. She should be here any minute. She's your biggest fan.
Oh, really?
She should be here any minute.
So you have a girlfriend and you like it naked. That's good.
You have a lot of love out there.
Thank you. Please watch me TV on Friday at 10 o'clock at night. No, it's an unusual show. It's not your traditional show. And it's like, you know, the older show, we called people a more out. On their like their crap. This is the more cleaned up version. It's a little more upscale, but overall, it's kind of like I say what you're thinking, kind of thing. Because most people don't say what they really mean; they just hold it inside, and that's kind of like the way I was raised in Jersey, like that.
You mean being able to say what you mean?
Yeah, I'm like always been direct, always been the kid that's right to the face, right to the person. Like if I stab you, it's going to be in the front, not the back. And I'm going to tell you before I do it.
So, well, first of all, I love that. But do you find that a lot of the mentality in LA is not like that at all?
Oh my God, they're the most evasive people on the planet. Like agents, lawyers, managers, everybody's like lying to your face. You almost have to find the truth. It's like a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but I sure do like it when things are sugar-coated for me.
Well,
you know?
as an actress, you probably want people to tell you how amazing you are, right? Because the same thing with us being on
who
TV.
Wouldn't?
I know, every now and then you want someone to say how amazing you are, but, you know, every now and then, you know, there's a failure in the midst, and you got to be told the truth, and you just have to reboot.
This is Amy.
Oh, this is your girlfriend?
Hi,
she's so pretty.
Isn't she?
She's blonde and all-American, and she looks like a bunny.
She's also a very successful lawyer.
You're a lawyer? Oh, righty. Wow, yeah, you found a chupacabra.
You know what? I finally,
a
been
unicorn.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
How long was it before you found her?
A long time.
Well, 39 years. I mean,
your entire life, right?
Yeah.
And where did you find this unicorn?
I found her on Hinge, which is a dating app.
Oh my God, I just went on Hinge last week. I haven't used it yet. Is it so I guess it works.
It totally works. It totally works. Because you know what? It's not as creepy as Tinder because you
Tinder's
don't have,
a little, Tinder's weird. Bumble's a little lazy.
Sure.
They're lazy on Bumble, but I'm just did Hinge and happened. I took a whole bunch of apps to play with them to see what's wrong because you don't really see any information. In the old days, you got a profile. Now I'm like, Steve, University of Miami, 47, lives in Manhattan Beach. Okay, that's all I get. Yeah. I'm like, are you married? Did you have kids? Are you a Christian? What the hell's wrong with you? You know, they don't give you anything anymore.
Nope.
How long has this been going on?
This has been, we moved in together about a month ago, 2 months
ago.
I'm
sorry, where's the ring? You knew that was coming. I mean, like, come on.
It's happening very soon, hopefully.
Okay, did you already find it?
The ring?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Do you know what you want? What do you want? Kushner cut, emerald cut. What do you want?
Well, I'm always of the mentality of, you know, you want to surprise her. You want to make sure you know her well enough.
Surprising
to
her
be
is
able
actually
to...
getting the jeweler to physically make the ring first, and then you can do the bended knee thing. But have we figured out what she wanted yet?
Why do I have to ask her?
Because it's really good idea to. Did you ever see the episode on Sex and the City when she got the ring? I think it was the lawyer. She got some. One of them got engaged.
Okay.
And the ring was ugly.
Yeah, it was
super ugly. It was like yellow gold. Oh, it was Carrie. Yeah. Carrie got the ring, and it was really ugly, and it was from the furniture guy.
Yes, Aiden.
Aiden gave her the ring. Watch that episode.
Okay,
then you'll run and understand. Here's a tip: rip some pictures out of some magazines, print them off, put them by his bed when you're not around, and he'll get the message of what kind of ring you want.
All right,
platinum.
Subtle hints.
At platinum or white gold. White gold doesn't scratch as much. By the way, platinum's a myth. My dad was a jeweler. That's how I know that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well.
Chris did a bunch of research on his own, and he was like, he got me this beautiful ring.
It's beautiful. I'm sorry.
And
it's so elegant.
I did a bunch of research.
I know my jewelry, baby.
I think, and he spent he didn't have very much money at the time, and I think he spent a little bit on it.
Now he's really rich. Yeah,
yes, FYI. He is.
And he can swing both ways. He's smart, he's funny, he's hot. But more importantly, I liked him since Everwood, so there you go.
Yeah, I love that. Aww. Me
Katie
too.
Treat Williams, him. I don't remember the other kid's name, but I liked him.
He's a really down-to-earth guy. But he did say, he was like, you know, I did a lot of research, and I really felt like you were an oval-cut person without me saying anything.
He did research.
He did.
Have you done research?
No.
Do you need Chris to take you to Tiffany's?
Maybe. You know what? Chris and I should go on like a ring shopping adventure together.
You know what? That would be really
When's
fun.
When's your birthday?
Can I go
May 22nd.
Oh, you're like me. You're Gemini. So is Omar and I.
Oh,
what
nice.
What sign are you?
So is Chris.
That's a
me
good
too.
Match. Wait, you're Sag and Chris is Gemini?
Yeah.
What's his birthday?
June 21st.
Oh my God. That's a great.
I almost had to pass.
That's like one of the best combinations like, ever.
Really?
Yes, out of all the.
When's your birthday?
May 31st.
Oh, awesome.
Meet a Sag.
That was one of Chris's. So when we first met, we were doing this movie, and he walked me home one night, and at my doorstep, and I was not going to invite him in, but he said, so you know that Sagittarians and Geminis are the best match, and I sort of wanted to vomit, and like I was like, this is your line, this is how you think you're gonna fuck me.
Did it work?
No.
How many dates did it take till you slept with him?
Well, I actually not that long.
Just the next date, right? I mean, you guys make such a cute couple. Such a cute couple.
I feel like we're really lucky. Thank you. So we grew up in the same, very much the same area.
Wait, like Washington 20, State,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 20 minutes apart. It almost feels like we have this inside secret that we don't quite know how to explain, because without even being able to really articulate it, we could sort of look at each other and had that feeling of like, okay, there's an escape.
Because you know what the thing is, like when you're grounded like that, the worst comes to us. Okay, we made our money, like our career is over, let's go back to Washington. You know, because you have that feeling of homeness, like East Coasters feel that way. You meet Jersey people, you meet New York people, you're from that part of the woods. You know that no matter what happens at the end of the day, you'll find your way out of this. And so when they're all about fame, Kardashians, how will they ever crash? They'll never get off that mountain, because you're like, where do you go from there? Like, where do you go from there?
And we
you
just know? Had the same creative priorities. I think that, you know, we stay up late at night talking about the kooky characters we want to play. We do like weird play acting, which.
Oh, that means you really like what you do.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's nice of you to say. It's true. We do. Okay, but I have so many questions for you. Okay, so
you're getting the ring.
I'm a huge.
That's already been done.
Yes.
You're at the table. One thing off the table.
Okay, I have a question, and I don't know if you feel like fully doing this, but I kind of want a little abuse.
Okay, go.
Okay, so on your show, your old show.
My old show, Millionaire Matchmaker. Got
yes.
it. Okay.
You were very straightforward.
Oh,
with,
yeah. I fucking kicked some ass.
Yeah,
I can say that on a podcast, right?
Yeah.
There's no ass.
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
I want to say fuck.
Yes.
Pussy fuck.
Motherfucker.
My mom loves it when I do this. She doesn't even know how to
listen to podcasts. My mother hates my curse. Hates it.
Really?
When she was alive. She's not alive anymore. But she would watch the TV and she'd die. And then, like, in the end, when we had texting, she would text me, "How dare you say these things on national television?" I'm like, "Mom, that's how I got the show." Like,
and you know what? She must have been so proud.
She was too. She was really proud of me, but I had potty mouth all through my life. I could, we would be at a funeral and I would curse. I was terrible.
It's my form of rebellion, I think, too, with especially
Tourette's,
with the podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was hoping that maybe if I came in as a prospective gal.
Oh my God. Okay. Are you want to be like in recruiting? You want to be standing up?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you stand up a little? Can I see your outfit?
Stand up.
This is going
to
be.
Okay, you have to understand. I'm in her house. Okay. This is like, no, she just opened the door.
I want the abuse.
You want
I
the
need
abuse?
It. I
okay,
need it.
Okay.
Because I know that.
What's
you
your
would,
name? What's your name?
Hi, I'm Cheryl.
Okay, Cheryl.
No, wait, that's not a good name. What's a better name?
Oh, you go with Cheryl.
Okay.
Hi, right. Cheryl. Okay. Hi. Did you just get out of college? I see there's stains on your t-shirt from Red River, whatever, New Mexico. And like, what kind of shoes are you wearing?
I'm actually wearing just socks.
Okay, you're wearing socks. So you're coming to see me. What kind of fucking outfit is this?
Okay.
Like, do you think you're going to get a man like that with that ponytail and no makeup on your face? Lipstick, lady, lipstick.
Okay, but I do want to tell you that this is actually one of my most favorite shirts.
It has a big hole under the New Mexico right there.
But I want guys to maybe think that I'm real. I want
okay,
them to know
guys are not going to want to fuck a girl in a t-shirt and sloppy jeans and socks.
What if I
you
give...
have, let me see that body of yours. So I would pull your shirt up, just for FYI, visuals. I'm pulling up, she's got the fucking killerest body you ever saw. Okay, like, here comes the house bunny. Okay, I would pull your clothes off and say, what the fuck, and pull your shirt back and say, go get out of here, go get me an LBD with a pair of fucking high kicks, come back later. And then I would take you and I'd pull your hair down and I'd mess it all up. Okay, I'd put some lipstick on you, like a pig, little lipstick. And then I'd be like, okay, you want to fuck, you have to be fuckable to come to me.
But see, okay, first of all, I don't think I am,
how are you not, you were on Entourage, you were smoking sexy,
I
okay? Adrian Grenier wanted to fuck the shit out of you, so do all the other little dweebles on that show. Okay, I mean, every movie you've ever done, you've been smoking sexy, even on the new show. And I happen to love the new show because I love Allison Janney. I just think the two of you are your rhythm.
She loves you too, by the way.
Your rhythm is amazing, the two of you. I could watch that show over and over again because it's like so funny, when you're doing the sobriety thing with the daughter and everything. And you look hot and sexy half the time. And you're not even dressed up in the show, you're not even like made up.
That's so kind of you to say. But I feel a lot of times, well, I do love sex and I love being a sexual person. I don't feel very comfortable in my own skin.
Okay, which, no girl feels comfortable in their own skin. All those people that you see that are pushing the envelopes, the Amber Heards, the Amber Roses. Amber is kind of a common pole name these days, wouldn't you say? Okay, anyway, all these girls don't feel hot and sexy. Most of the sex appeal, like Madonna did, she never felt she had it. She was pushing the envelope because she thought that's how she's going to get men and get her way up the train of Hollywood.
So, okay, so the bigger question is how, and I know you've talked a lot about this, but I really want to pick your brain about this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you've got a super famous athlete,
got
a great basketball player.
Okay.
And he is dating a very attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been dating for 7 years. Mm-hmm. She complains to her friends all the time, like, I don't know, he won't marry me. Mm-hmm. He won't make a commitment. I keep trying to bring it up. Mm-hmm. He like is not, he doesn't want to talk about it.
Like she's on coast. He pushed the button on the autopilot and he's coasting, right? And then yes. You don't know if he's cheating on the road because the NBA is the largest cheating population in all sports, FYI. Did you know that?
I did know that, actually.
They have the worst record because the truth is they have too many games. So when you go to NFL, it's a short window of a season and they can be kicked out at any moment without getting, you know, their pensions get taken away. It takes a long time for an NFLer to get a pension. They have a really bad deal. And baseball's a little bit more homey. They're more like married kind of guys.
And they
but
don't
NBA
have,
is the worst.
You're so
they don't
right.
They have like the... baseball doesn't have like cheerleaders, right?
So no, they don't have cheerleaders. Like they're not high-end tickets. They're low-end tickets. It's beer. They started in smaller leagues. And they're not as sense of entitlement, whereas the sense of entitlement's off the roster for NBA. And you have a lot of tall gentlemen, if you will, who are
very sexy.
Women like tall men, even if it's 8 feet tall. So if she's not getting her ring... and he's not taking her seriously. You got to go to my book, Become Your Own Matchmaker, and take a page out of my playbook, which is going to happen here sooner or later. You don't, if she's living with him, she will have to say to him in the sober light of day, over coffee, brunch on a Sunday, where he's relaxed, game's not on, maybe out of season, and say, what's your plan?
So, okay, but then, and maybe, okay, also let's take maybe a very successful producer. Who still has the same situation,
right.
Dating a very hot, maybe, you know, whatever, maybe sort of lovely woman for 7 years. And she's still complaining to her friends, like, well, I don't know, I want to get married, but he won't, I don't know. But then you have an equally hot woman who is able to close the deal in a year.
Okay, because the equally hot woman has a sense of, kind of like you don't feel good in your own skin even though we see you as hot. What you see in the mirror is not what you see, is not what's real. We see you as sexy and we want to take you and throw you in bed and rip your clothes off.
You do?
Which is what Chris does. I was thinking that. Which is what Chris sees. That's what Chris sees. So Chris sees his, you know, cool girl from Washington that I want to really have a great time with, okay? But the girl that is looking at a guy, he's saying, look, I'm the deal, not you. Therefore, these are my conditions. 4 months, you don't give me a ring, I'm out of here. It was great, I had a great time, you're a great guy, you know, but I'm looking for a commitment guy, not a commitment phobe. The 7-year girl is the doormat that says, look, he's the deal, I'm not the deal. What do I have to offer to the NBA or who's all this money and successful and blah, blah. The girl who's going, this is my conditions. Okay, when you do a movie, who's ruthless, your agent, your manager, or you? Who's ruthless when they're cutting the deal? Think about it. Because who's the most ruthless wins.
Well, I will say, first of all, I'm not particularly ruthless when it comes to...
But, you're too nice, probably.
But, I will say that when I first started dating Chris, we fell madly in love with each other. But he would do these very typical guy things where he would tell me... you know, I want to make you dinner. I want to do it at your place. I'll be over in 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then he would show up an hour.
And you'd order pizza.
No, you know what I would do?
What?
I finally learned. I would just leave.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, in other words, you set your parameters.
Yeah.
And you say, these are my conditions.
And
if you're
going
to woo me,
I hated it. Of course I wanted to be with him.
But you have to because, okay, so let's say you got a deal. You got an offer, okay? And you know that the market value that you are to yield is what they're offering is below rate. Let's say it's $1 million movie, okay? And they're giving you $300,000, which you're not worth. You're worth like $10 million. So you're saying to them, my deal is like to do this fucking movie, I'm worth $2 million. And you know, you always start high because you want to drop. Well, it's no different than when you're dating. You're saying to them, I'm giving you 4 seasons, dude. I'm not moving in. We're going to keep our separate residence because the more I keep my separate residence, the more you're going to miss me. So in those weekday nights when you're busy and I'm not sleeping over, okay, you're going to realize that when I cook on a weekend, That is bonus. That is my privilege to give to you, because the truth of the matter is I can take that away at any moment. I'm not going to do your fucking laundry like your mother. I'm not going to fucking take your shirts to the cleaner. I'm not going to walk your fucking dog. I'm not taking the garbage out. Like, you have to realize these things come with wifedom. They are not part of the girlfriend experience.
I love this. This is
so you
good.
Have to like make yourself know that you are the deal. And the truth is, if a woman's making money, successful like her, lawyer and an actress, famous actress like you, you are the fucking deal. These guys can come and fucking go.
But there's a stigma against the notion of playing games, right?
I don't think it's playing games. I think it's being smart and cool-headed and taking the emotion out of the equation.
I totally agree
with
you.
I don't think that's games. I think that's bright negotiations. My father, all my cousins and my family were lawyers. So if you wanted something, you know, being East Coast Jewish, if you wanted something at the dinner table, you had to negotiate terms, or my parents and my relatives didn't think. They were like, what? Okay, what? Tell me why you want this, and what's in it for me? And we would have a negotiation table experience. You need to realize everything in life is negotiation.
This sounds really transactional.
But it is. It is transactional. Sex is transactional. Will you put the condom on? Because I'm telling you, I'm not fucking you unless you put the condom on, because I could die. I could die today. I don't know where you've been. I don't know where that thing has been. I don't know what you're carrying.
What if I cleaned off my dildo really well?
Well, that's fantastic, because that's you and your dildo.
I put it in your vagina.
Great. But what I'm saying to you is, you have to realize everything in life is transactional.
Yeah.
And when you, like, there's this whole thing they say, you know, like, when you want them to take the garbage out, you don't say a word. You just, like, you know, let it sit and pile up till the neighbors come by and knock on the door and goes, your garbage stinks at the end of the street and you didn't clean it up. And oh honey, isn't that a blue, they call it blue and pink jobs, by the way. That's a blue job. A pink job is for me to make the meal and maybe you to wash the dishes. That's the blue and the pink. You know, like, you have different experiences. And since he's a guy, he's going to do something a little bit more physical.
Or
you're going to hire someone to do it like I did.
Do you think all guys are just, if someone brought that up to me, it really depends on how they kind of presented it, because
you want it to be nice.
If it was presented the way you just presented it, I would be a little scared.
Okay, so...
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't present it that. I'd be like, honey, so you know how I took your shirts to the laundry and you know how I cooked them dinner, and you know how I love it when we get in bed early at night and we don't have a lot of stuff to do on the table, you know? Would you mind taking the garbage out? Because then it's, you know, we can get into bed earlier before you have to get up for
sexy.
The gym.
That's perfect.
That's how you do it. But you got to talk. You got to be like, take her blonde hair and go, la, la, la. Like, they both got blondes here. I got two blondes and I'm a brunette. So you're like, na, 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 na. And they're like, yeah, okay. You know, like they're dogs.
Yes.
Like, that's all they do. But you have to realize that, because the man doesn't like to be demanded. The man doesn't want to demand.
So true.
He doesn't want to command. He doesn't want to demand. Mm-hmm. He wants.
He doesn't
to be,
want
to
command?
He wants to command to you, but he doesn't want you to command him. So he needs to have like a soft-spoken, please. It'll make my day so much easier, because he wants to please you. That's a pleasing you thing.
Chris told me that because he's very, you know, he's very much not, I don't want to gender stereotype too much, although,
well, he's rugged.
But so when he's like fiddling around playing his guitar, or, you know, like working in the garage or whatever he's doing, and I'll come out there and I'll be like, okay, so babe, there's a couple things that need to be fixed. He truly, I don't think he's being rude or trying, you know, he's not trying to be rude, but he really is not. He really can't hear it.
Okay, because he can't multitask.
Right.
So he can't multitask. So
can't
okay,
at all.
Now you're not poor. You're not poor.
So
you're not poor. So you can hire someone to do those things, and then when he sees you take it off the table, he'll want to do it because he wants to please you.
But so he did give me good advice, though.
What did he say?
He said, "Baby, it works really well when I have a list." Because
there you go. Make a text list. So he carries it around on his phone.
Okie dokie. I'll make you a list.
Did you do it?
Yeah, and he loves it.
And it worked?
Oh, yeah. He loves it.
Okay, there you go. So you have to find the style of each person's personality. And when he gave you that instruction for him, because he knows himself, now you know what to do.
Now,
so what's your instruction to him
to get the ring? We do have a housekeeper.
But she may not be able to fix something because she's a woman. You know? Like, you need a guy. What? Yeah. What did you say? What's your instruction to him?
She always gets me to do things by making me believe it's my idea.
That's because she's a smart woman.
She's so much smarter than me.
Okay, wait. So what kind of lawyer are you? A contract lawyer? What?
I did commercial
commercial litigation.
Oh, you are so in trouble. She's a litigator.
She's a litigator,
which means
I know.
She argues in court for a living.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have
right.
to realize you are square.
Can
I just tell you something? He is so flatlined right now because you better get that ring. I'm counting the minutes.
I know.
I see it by Sunday.
I gotta say,
the clock is ticking now.
Sim and I have been friends since 2000. And I'm just so crazy about Amy. Aww. And I'm so like...
Oh, that's like nice. For the girlfriend to love the new girlfriend. Oh my.
Well, she's never loved anyone.
That's a big deal. She's a Sagittarius. She's not going to love anyone. She likes or she doesn't like. There's no gray.
But
I tried to be good, though.
She's seen me through all my relationships and you've never liked any of them.
Shit, though. I only talk shit later after you broke up with them.
I understand now. Whenever, if you don't say anything nice, I know you hate her. And then after we break up, and then you're like, oh my god, she
thank
was so
god
boring.
She's gone,
she was
right?
Like, yeah, exactly.
No, this is wife material. Don't fuck it up.
I know.
Don't fuck it up. I'm gonna give you my number, hotline number.
Yes.
You'll call me anytime.
Oh,
you guys, I want Patty to approve my ring.
Can we do like a fun lunch in Beverly Hills?
Yes, done.
I would love that.
Sure.
We love that. Let's do it.
We're totally gonna hang out. I really think this is a good fit, like energetically. Like I don't know if you know that I psychically read people when they sit in the hot seat, like on the show, and that's what I do for a living. So energetically, she loves you. You love her, and you were really excited about this.
I've never been more excited.
And
I could
see you having a baby in 2 years. I saw a baby around you, a girl in 2 years. So just FYI, if that comes true.
Do you see me wearing a hotter dress?
Yes, you're wearing a red hot dress. Red is totally your color, by the way. I've seen you in red on the carpet and I kept thinking
red is my
you
favorite.
Had that red dress, like a short long kind of thing. Like it was like, I don't remember. I have a picture of her. Whenever she does something really cute, I take it and put it in my file with good clothes. And you wore some kind of red dress. I remember saying that.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, no, red is my favorite color. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your favorite color?
Actually, I'm navy now, right? Wouldn't you say navy's my new color? Because I'm a dark color person. Navy, green, dark green.
You like bold colors, not pastels.
Pastels don't look good on me. They wash me out. So it's like I'm more of the winter.
They're also not power.
Winter is coming, you know? Did everybody watch Game of Thrones?
Oh
my God,
boy.
Such a throny. I'm such a throny.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is interesting. Okay. This is interesting,
this
by
gets,
the way.
That gets into our next segment. Patty.
Mm-hmm.
Deal breaker or not?
Okay.
Filling up the DVR with only their shows.
Oh, you mean the show that he's on the air with?
No. Like the shows that he likes.
Oh, like Deal Breaker. Where's my show?
Yeah. Okay.
And it should be shows you share together because that's how the common unit. I mean, everybody likes to get into bed and like binge on like Netflix or Hulu or whatever. Yeah.
Have you ever heard about this like cheating on your girlfriend or your significant other because you watch a show before the other person?
Yes. I just got that today. Oh my God. So my ex-boyfriend and I are still really good friends. Yeah. And I could not, we haven't seen each other in a while since Father's Day. And I watched Bloodline over the weekend. Right. We share the Netflix, so he still has it in his house. And he goes, motherfucker, you cheated
exactly.
on me. And I was like, how did you know? And he goes, because I see it up on the Netflix. And I have a text from him going crazy on me right now. That's hysterical. Yeah. I didn't even know what that was.
I know. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Sim does it.
Which, by the way, I was not impressed with this season of Bloodline. Anyway, go on. It looks like a different showrunner. But I watched it.
Okay, so... Mm-hmm. Not tipping when you go out to eat together.
Ooh, deal breaker I come from the 20% or more club, and you know a lot of my friends and family were waitresses, and so I've always felt bad for them. And if they do a really good job, you should even give them like 30. I'm a good tipper to the cab drivers because I want to get home safe in New York. So no, that's a bad. That means he's cheap. That means he's not mm-hmm. generous. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if he yells at the waitress
that's
or anything
the worst,
like that.
Right?
Oh, yeah. That means he yells at his mother a lot.
That's right. That sort of comes back to like the whole idea of inconsideration, which.
Yeah. And there's also not paying for the valet these days.
Oh, wait, how do you not? You have to.
In other words,
valet.
Like if you go to, let's say you meet for drinks and he, mm-hmm. you and him like each other.
Oh, yes.
And he
doesn't pay for your
valet.
Yes.
Oh,
that's.
And now you can actually, if she gets there by herself, like you can pay for her Uber and send her an Uber if you're wealthy enough to do this. Or you can do, what's the one where it's share along? Is that share along? Share along. There's a share along on Uber now, which is like if you're a cheaper version. Like
Uber share. Right?
Uber share. So like there's no excuse. And then to text her and say, how'd you get home? Did you get home safe? Because that's old East Coast New York City. I don't know why they don't do that here.
If they are still Facebook friends with their ex.
Yes. Okay, so this is the rule. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're in a serious exclusive relationship, you must change the Facebook status to say that you're in a committed monogamous relationship or married. Okay, if you're still friends with the ex, you don't come first.
No.
because the truth of the matter is, unless the ex is like someone you work with, like LinkedIn or something, there's not many excuses that it could be. Unless it's like your sister-in-law and she married your brother. I mean, I can't imagine what unusual circumstances it would be.
I'm not friends with my exes.
You're not supposed to. Your exes are probably hot. Who'd you date in Hollywood that was hot? Give us some dirt. I want dirt. Give me freaking dirt.
I will. I'm going to talk to you all
about
this.
I have to know the truth, really.
Because
who's a good kisser and who's a bad one? Did you have a Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, God.
Because you're blonde. That's why. He only likes blondes.
Only in my dream.
Well, I met him once because Kate was like, learned how to do, Kate Hudson, we were going to do this movie, me and Anna and Kate, and I met Kate, and Kate invited me to her house, and she's like, I'm going to teach you werewolves. This game, does everybody know what this is? Well, I just stayed silent one, two rounds. I just figured I wouldn't talk, and I won. And the next night I saw him at one of the Laker games, and he's like, I love your show. And I turn around, I'm like, my tongue's hanging out. He's like, I learned how to use werewolves from Kate Hudson. He's like, and I taught her that. You know, it was like, and I'm like, would you like a brunette, please? I'll go on for you. No, he was so hot.
I want to talk to you about this later because I've had a problem dating successful people, and I want to talk to you about that.
Have you met me? Hello, holla.
But I want to get
Chris has got to be the most successful, right?
Yeah. But it was weird. It terrified me for a long time. Anyway, but I want to get back to that later. Okay, so, and now, another deal breaker, but you brought it up.
What?
Not liking Game of Thrones.
Okay, if you don't like Game of Thrones, you're retarded. Okay, I'm sorry.
I've never seen it.
I mean, oh my God, you can watch all
three seasons. It's her favorite show.
Okay, now, let me ask you a question. Would you go back to the beginning and introduce him to the Stark family? Yes or no? Go back and watch it again.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Well, you need to get him current.
No, you wouldn't. You have no time for that. You do not have the time for that. There's no way you ever do that.
But he has the time. He has the time.
You need to. Okay.
No, I don't.
Adriana, my makeup artist over there, my sister makeup artist, is in the first season of Game of Thrones because of me. So you have the time. I would binge it.
Okay.
Binge it.
It's really fun. But I bet that Amy
gets so good this season.
You know what you could do?
Best season ever is this season.
Really?
Put it on number one. Like what? Like. At you know around 9:30, take a Tylenol PM. You can check out. He just gets to watch it. You're pretending to watch it with him.
It's a good flu show. Like you get the flu and you got to stay down for 4 days.
I will occasionally make him watch some scenes. Like I did make him watch the scene when Daenerys burned down the.
Oh yeah, because she's naked. She stands.
That was really
naked.
Cool. I remember that. I was like, this show is fucking awesome.
This with the dragons.
Naked with the dragons and the fire. I'm trying to get him into it.
What about Cersei walking naked through the streets and her hair's all chopped off? Which, by the way, won't give her a wig. I want to give her the actress's wig from the play and say, please put a fucking wig on your head. Okay? And maybe somebody straight who's not your brother will fucking fuck you. Seriously. So she fucked her gay cousin.
Do you guys think it's... Can I be truthfully fucked up right now?
Go.
I think it's kind of like... It's so weirdly fucking hot that they have sex.
Me too. No, he's hot because you don't really care.
People in the room that are nodding.
You have to understand. They are so fucking sexual together. You forget their brother and sister, and you pray there's some anomaly that they're not related later, so they can be together, right? Because they're pretty hot.
It sounds so weird to me.
And even though he pushed the brother out of the you-know-what-y, I mean, I'm still like, what the fuck? I still want to fuck you. I don't care. And you have one arm and I still want to fuck you. I don't understand this.
Okay, so the next one is having a roommate when you were over the age of 30.
Oh, well, this is a problem because I've dated a lot of those guys in LA. Okay, I went on a date on Friday night. By the way, the program guys really like me, the AA guys. I think they're all on Tinder because they can't go to the bars. Just FYI. Stay away from like a lot. Ask the guy on Tinder or on these apps, are you in the program? Because when they say they don't drink, they're in the program. So the guy and I went out for dinner, super sexy, 6'2", 47, hot as hell. 5 minutes in, the program people like to dump. Well, this is the problem. I was a year ago addicted to cocaine, and I'm really broke, and I'm an art director for like this nobody movie company. And on top of it, I live with four roommates, and I just got a dog out of a shelter, but I can't afford to pay for dinner, let alone the valet outside.
That was Friday night's day.
I'm like, how did I? And I'm like, but how do you have to be a better screener?
Sounds like an artist who's focused on self-improvement.
At 47? No. Cool at 22, not at 47. 47 means it's going to be my little son sleeping and eating in my grandmother's basement, smoking weed all day long. That's what that is. That's an experience that he's going to live off of me, which we'll talk later about the money thing.
Okay, I love it. Not liking your partner's close friends.
Oh, this is a hard one. I did not like my fiance's close friends. And you knew the whole time his best friend hated my guts. So it was a real component contention because I didn't want to hang around with him. I tried really to like him, to like his wife. Didn't like either one of them. They were so bitter and nasty because he was a screenwriter and he couldn't get his movies made. And I was making a TV show that was successful. So he had jealousy towards me.
Yes.
So it kind of ruined our relationship.
Yeah.
I don't think that if your friends coordinate, it will work out in the end. It's like having bad in-laws. Parents are also really bad if you don't like the parents, you know.
But I also think, though, and this is, I know, total long sidebar, sorry Sim, but I think that men will take into consideration their friend's comments towards a woman.
They're very impressionable because they have no self-esteem. Men are like kind of small self-esteem. Women will be like, fuck you, I know who he is.
And also kind of an equally negative territory too, because you can have a good friend who's like, listen, I don't think this person's quite right for you. And then you get like, F you. Why did I just say F you? I always say fuck you. But like, I'm not going to listen to you. You don't know what's right for me. Whereas a guy will say something to his buddy and be like, I don't think she's that cool. And then suddenly the guy's breaking up with you.
No, that's totally true. And the problem with the whole experience is like, once they put the seed in your head, can't get it out.
That's right.
It's like nodules right into
your... I remember every single comment from every single one of my buddies who's told me, from every other girl that I've ever dated, what they've said. And that's so true. I remember every single one. Every negative comment.
So you know that they only said good stuff about her, right?
But that's when you know you have a complete winner. Like, that's when you know you've won the lottery.
So does that happen with you? With Chris? Like, everybody say they were an amazing couple.
It meant a lot when, you know, people in my life like Chris, of course. But with my exes, when people in my life have said that they didn't like my exes, I took that as very much, I got incredibly defensive. And it made me probably stay in bad relationships for longer.
Were you married once before?
I was.
Yeah, that's what it is. So you didn't like because that's your husband. So that's very sensitive to
and
you.
And it's like, I'm proud. Please don't accuse me of having bad judgment.
But you know, sometimes
it never happens.
My ex, nobody liked him. Okay, he doesn't know. Hopefully, we're not going to mention his name here. But nobody liked him because he was cold and he wasn't friendly to everybody, and he lived in his own little isolated
world.
Why
did you like him?
He was really sexy. Really. So I usually go for sex. I'm retarded. Like, forget money, just fuck me.
But is that also what you advise as well?
No, I have a gene that's defective. I'm like a man downstairs, and I smell you, taste you, and I lose my cool. I'm like, it's catnip sex to me.
Gotcha.
And I have to work on that. That's an issue. Then again, I've gone to the extreme where the sex wasn't good, and he was my best friend, and I didn't feel the passion. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to land in the middle street with a little cachet.
I need some sex lessons.
Oh, you need sex lessons? This is my favorite thing.
I do.
Yeah?
I do.
How's sex been since you had the baby?
Great.
That's awesome. You're in dirty 30s though, right? So you're like, you're in dirty
30s. Yeah, I'm about, what's going to be 40s?
Dirty 30s are the best.
Filthy 40s?
No, you're
getting... Do I get to look forward to that?
Filthy 40s is great. You're going to search... Why do I think she's like 30 or 29?
I love you.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how many times it's going to... Doesn't she
look 29? You still look like the house bunny. But dirty 30s are the best because you get to control the street. You get to say, look, this is how we're doing it. This is the way I like it. Fuck you. You're gonna do me.
30s was definitely
We're 50s, you have to really wake up the shit downstairs. You're like, okay, come on, let's cheerlead it. Let's wake you up, testosterone. Like, you know, because they're not like kind of dead down there when they get into the 50s.
Really?
Well, some of them are really pumped up. Like my ex was really like, he's approaching 50 and he works out like 5 hours a day, so he's really pumped up. But the ones that don't work out in the 50s, it's pretty dead down there. It's a little Cialis action happening.
A long time to work out a day.
You have 10 years. That's, you don't have to worry about it. Well, how old is Chris? Same age?
He's 36. He's 37.
Oh, he's younger. Better yet, younger men are the best because we die 10 years later than them. So what happens is we'll die at the same time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
See how beautiful that is?
I love
it. Beautiful experience. Beautiful. Seriously. No, it's true. It's statistics. The statistics have said it to us.
Tell us all the men die early.
Men die early because they have heart attacks and the stress level and their bodies just don't stay. You know, we're built to give children. So.
And I like, it goes back to my fear, though, of being patronized, which goes back to the fear of wealth. Stuff,
well, wealth is relative. Like, how did you? Were you raised middle class in Washington? Like,
yes.
Okay. Like, and so was Chris?
Yes, we were both raised like my parents became more successful as I got older, but we were both great. Like, okay. Raised very much. You know,
like, in other words, like, collar, if you wanted a car, did you have to go out and find a way to finance it and purchase it? Or did your parents just go, here, take that? You didn't get everything given to you, right?
Oh, I got my parents. I got my brother's. First car, which was a 1972.
Okay, hand me down. Like normal life. You're like a normal person. The rest of the world is crazy, okay? They give things away way too quickly to these young kids, especially in California. Like, they could be broke as church mass, and they're buying BMWs, financing them to give a 16-year-old, which is ridiculous, mm-hmm. to keep up with the Joneses. So you live in a really normal world. So in your world, you probably were like, oh, he can't afford it. Here you go.
Totally.
I feel bad that I made this money and you didn't. And you know what? That's okay. I'll take you to dinner. And then what did you do? You created monsters.
And probably like you, my mom was incredibly insistent that I never depend on a man. So the first guy that this guy in college that I dated three times, he was the only guy that I dated that had a little bit of money. And it just freaked the shit out.
Because he was controlling?
Me.
Did he control you?
I don't think he actually was. He was probably a very... He was a perfectly nice guy, but I
you
felt
projected.
Like I felt like I'm gonna have to fuck him because he's
oh, because he took
me
you
out
to dinner.
Nice dinner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, normally
and that was,
I ate at the dorm,
and
like,
that
cafeteria.
That kind of like is because your mom drummed into you. You must be the ownership of it. But
yeah.
When you get to Hollywood, you met a lot of equals, right?
Yes, but I never. I just was way too terrified to have. I really just wanted to.
Well, who was at the top of the career? You were at the top of your career when you met Chris, and he was just getting there?
Yeah, he was.
God, that's a really
successful.
Nice story, then. That's a good story.
Thanks.
That's nice, because then you
guy.
Can be equal together at the same time. That's
He's
unusual,
really...
by the way. It's usually the man's successful and the woman's not, and they're raising her up, you know? That's great.
He's, yeah, I found a gem of a man. But you know what? He was also, he's...
I mean, that Parks and Recreation is not bad money, honey.
No, but it wasn't crazy. But he loves, he's one of just a rare person that loves being creative. We live like, we never really go out to fancy dinners, maybe once or twice.
You're
a
like,
year.
You're the carpet people. When you have to work, you're on the carpet, but otherwise you're not falling down drunk and getting crazy. You're like me. You like to eat dinner once in a while, cook. I'm a homebody.
Totally.
I'd rather do ribs on the grill and stay home, you know, hang out with my friends and do anything.
And I
yeah.
liked the priority of, mm-hmm. of his, I mean, we have... You know, we can't complain. We have really wonderful things. And
I mean, your show is killing it right now. So you got a great show. He's got all these major dinosaur movies coming out. You know, I mean, like, he's action-adventure guy. And, like, it's a good fit because your head is level-headed. So think about, like, the rewards that the universe is giving you because you're so level-headed. Most of these people get high and low and the roller coaster. You look at Robert Downey Jr., you know, like, when he was all drugged out and crazy and, you know, he was uninsurable. And now he's on top of his game. He's sober. He's got a great wife, got kids. You know, like, he realized he yeah. made a mistake. A lot of people don't get those chances. Look at Lindsay Lohan this week.
I've never
Can
made
we
a
talk?
Mistake.
I don't even know what happened.
Oh, it's so bad. Well, I'm friends with her mother, so it's kind of creepy. So she loves London, and she went to London to start a new life. And she meets this like billionaire 24-year-old, whatever. And you're thinking like this is going to be, okay, it's a little unusual because he's a lot younger than her. Supposedly he cheated, and they had a knockdown physical fight, and she's on a plane home today. So it was like there goes the engagement of 5 minutes. You know, like she's a roller coaster, you know? And so sometimes when people are roller coasters, they can't find the balance. They're seeking something outside themselves. And it's like, how much money do you really need at the end of the day? Do you really need a big boat? Do you need really seven homes?
I may have shifted.
Well, if you like that, you got to hire a lot of people take care of it.
You have not.
Well, right? I might be feeling like,
I mean, you bought like a cabin on the water or whatever in Washington. You didn't go buy
Like your first big
You didn't
purchase.
Buy Montecito, you know what I mean? Like Santa Barbara.
We would fit in there, though, you know?
But you bought it in like your own hood, like so you can get away from people and just be, you know, Anna and Chris with your baby. I'm like, that's normal. That's very normal. Most people are like, that's your vacation home. Most people are like, I have to get this to show this, like, you know, and I got to fly private and I got to do all these things. And it's like, really, really, you can't walk around in those planes as much as you can in the big air carriers. FYI, private is not as great as everyone thinks. And you still got to go an hour in traffic to Van fucking Nuys when you live at LAX. So it's like, why is it not at Santa Monica private? I don't really get that. No, I'm like,
Okay. So wait, back to this for a second. Okay, so if they don't brush their teeth before bed or
I'm kind of bad. I sometimes fall asleep. I'm terrible. I sometimes leave my makeup on. I'm just awful.
Well, you got to catch up on your program.
It's like probably, you know, I'm much better when I'm with a guy. I will say that. I'm much more cleanly when I'm with a guy. When I'm alone, I'm like, fuck it. You know, fuck it. But I don't think that's a deal breaker as long as they put a mint in their mouth before they go to bed.
Okay, I like this. Right.
So compromise city on that one.
All right. Okay, sex when your partner keeps his socks on.
Oh, that's creepy. That's like I had this guy that once kept his cowboy boots on when I was dating him and we were in the Southwest. And I was like, why do you do that?
He kept his cowboy boots on when you're having sex?
Yeah, he did a weird thing. And I was just like, this is kind of creeping me out. I don't know. It was like a weird thing.
I don't understand that.
We were cold. We were under, like, it was like 40 degree weather. We were in New Mexico. I met this guy. I probably slept with him too soon. And he just, like, the 3 days that I was there, he kept his cowboy boots on. I was like, we were cold. We had, like, wrapped ourselves around. It was freezing. There was no heat or anything. And I just kept thinking, why are you doing that? Do you have bad feet? Like, do you have fungus down there? Like, what's going on? So that's creepy. I wouldn't like that. That's a deal breaker. You can ask him to fix it, though. Say, take them off. But then you got to look at the toes. There might be a whole story down there.
I always take off Chris's socks with my feet.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
Not with my feet.
First of all, when you're in bed, aren't you hot? Aren't you hot? Like when you're in bed, like you're sweating. Like when you're with a guy, like you're naked. You're sweating.
Yeah, no, it's true. I would prefer Chris with his socks off for sure.
Okay, that's what I agree. I agree with you.
But sometimes I like to keep my socks on.
Even when you're having sex, really?
Well, I wear these. I think they're adorable. These tube socks.
Because that's sexy.
They go halfway up my calf.
Your college days are coming out.
Oh, poor Chris. Plays Pokemon Go.
Okay, we have a problem. We have an issue with it because my assistant is obsessed with it and almost killed us in the car the other day, Brandon. This Pokemon Go thing tells me their age. So it's an age thing. It's like if you're in your 20s, I understand. But if you're in your 30s and playing Pokemon Go, there is no money in this fucking game. You don't win anything. These Pokemans don't fucking exist. Who's running through Central Park like a maniac for some obscure Pokemon? That to me is cray cray. Okay, you could be spending your time wisely. Like making money and taking me the fuck out and buying me a ring.
I am so with you.
Pokemon's going to hate me now. So
okay. This one is these next three are a little weird.
Okay.
Because I think they're controversial for me.
Okay.
If they close their eyes during sex.
I close my eyes and open them. I do a little bit of both. I'm kind of a mixologist in that department. Is that a bad thing? I don't think that's a deal breaker. Besides, you know, it's more sensuous.
Doggy style. Why do you need to even keep an open? Right?
I really, well, doggy style, I don't know why you're doing that then. Doggy style, you want to see the fucking ass, so I don't know.
But wait, do you have an opinion about lights on or lights off?
Oh, I do both. So that's a mix. Depends. Some days you look really hot, like it's the day and you want lights on. Other times you're like, fucking don't look at my face. Just fucking down. Go down fucking downtown. Don't come up here.
And you're right.
I don't want to see you up here. Down
maybe,
there.
Maybe there shouldn't be rules like that.
Because
like,
because sometimes the good people mix it up. Like yeah. they don't make it one way, the same way, all the fucking time. That's why there's yeah. divorce. Because I'm sick of fucking you. That's what it is.
Is that why
that's
there's divorce?
Divorce is?
There's a lot of people like that. Same way, can't get, like people
they have, don't mix it up.
Like Virgos, the sign of the bachelor of the zodiac, their routine is the same thing over and over again, the same way. And it's like, dude, let's you know, a little Cirque du Soleil. Come on, let's go.
I'm with you.
Bring the toys out. Let's have a party here. Let's, you know.
This is going to be my backup career. If the podcast fails and I don't make it as an actress anymore.
You're
going
to actually go on the poll?
I'm going to try to Cirque du Soleil, but in the sexual
swimming,
way.
Swinging through. You can actually, your house is big enough to have those swings. You got high ceilings.
Swinging okay, we got to talk about
San Francisco's got good ones. That's all I've heard. That's where you ship them from SF.
But if you were to walk into my weird dining room and there were swings, wouldn't you feel like, no, okay, what did I do?
I feel like this is Eyes Wide Shut. When's the party start?
Okay, being a vegan.
Oh, I can't date that shit. Okay, I do raw, but I mix up with chicken. Is that bad? I'll eat raw stuff with chicken. I can't do that. Like, vegan guys are super skinny and pasty and white, and they're gross. And if you see them at Whole Foods, you know they have eaten a carrot a day. So, no, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
And their hair's going to fall out. Did you know this? If you're vegan, you have not enough protein in your body, that usually your hair thins, they recede, and most of those guys are bald. Vegans are bald. Check this out. Okay.
Okay, we heard it right here.
And there's a lot of bald men on Tinder and on the apps. And when they're wearing baseball caps, means they're losing their hair. FYI.
And these are the vegan guys?
No, just in general. I'm just saying, like, anybody
ball
who...
cap,
if there's
ball
four
cap
pictures
for your profile
him,
pic.
If there's four pictures of him having a ball cap on a baseball cap and he is not showing you his hair,
he's
he has no hair.
Hair.
He has
gotcha.
No hair. It's really sad. There's
why,
a lot of bald
wait,
men.
Why are you on Raya, by the way?
Because they haven't accepted me, and
are
I
you
actually
kidding
applied.
Me?
I applied. They didn't
that's
accept
ridiculous.
Me.
Wait, what is that?
It's Raya is a celebrity Tinder.
They didn't accept me. They don't like me. But John Cusack could be on, and Matthew Perry could be on, but not me.
That's ridiculous.
Fuck this noise.
Okay, well, make some noise.
Raya, wherever you are right now, please accept Patty Stanger.
Yeah, and not only that, but fuck them for rejecting.
They didn't reject you, right?
They go, you're on a waiting list. Like, fuck that
shit. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and I'm not stealing their clients. I'd like to find a husband here, okay? So it's like, dude, I don't want to date your clients. I have the 2% net worth of the people in the world, and the truth of the matter is my men, I would never date anyone because I'm not attracted to them. I like hot, ripped Manhattan Beach surfer dudes. Yeah. So, you know, that's why I went on the app.
Poor... once?
No, can I have somebody who has a condo at least this time, please?
It's party. True, Manhattan Beach.
Is there, for the guys that you want to date now?
Director or producer or someone or a showrunner?
Let me ask you this. Is there a minimum income for a guy that you date right
I
now?
Usually,
for you right now,
okay,
is there a minimum
it's
income?
$250
$250 is the minimum.
$250, is that
gotcha.
Good? $250K a year?
I think that sounds very,
that's
very
fair.
Fair.
That's
I mean,
very
considering,
fair.
Right? $250K a year.
In LA? Yeah. Absolutely. Of course.
$250K a year. You have a car. You have somewhat good credit.
What is that? I mean, if you have $250 a year, you should have good credit.
Good credit, no cats.
I like that you said somewhat good credit.
No cats.
No cats.
You have a card. You have a credit card that's not a debit card, and you pay it off. You do not owe money on it.
There you go.
I'm all about finance.
My thing was always like, I just want a man who can make his own dentist appointment.
Oh, that's a good one. Why did you have to make their dentist appointments?
Yes.
Why would they make you make their appointments? Wait, Chris made you do that in the beginning too?
No.
Why? Because you needed them to get
their
teeth.
But you just never went to the dentist.
Did you need to get her teeth are so perfect. Is it because they saw your teeth and they wanted your teeth? Because you have perfectly straight teeth, white teeth.
Oh, God. You have no idea. My parents' plan for having me be a virgin was giving me a ton of headgear. So.
Oh, that's great. You have really good teeth.
Thanks.
That was amazing.
I was a virgin for a long time.
You were? For a lot. How long?
Well, I lost my virginity at 17.
Ugh, I'm 18. Really? Seriously? That's not bad. That's good.
Well, but I think my parents, their goal was to have me be a virgin until I was married.
Really? They wanted a nun, huh?
Yeah. They thought...
Are they religious?
No. And that's the odd thing. They just thought that... They thought I would, I don't know, maybe they thought they were scared, maybe raising a, I have no idea.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have an older brother.
Ah.
And they weren't, you know, as,
they want to lock
as
you
the
up.
World, they weren't nearly as sort of, I don't know, enforceful with that idea as they were with me.
But I think waiting to later in life, like, you don't have to lose your virginity at 13 and 14 today. Like, I think waiting later is actually a better experience.
Oh,
because you want to know this person.
Is fucking awful.
It was awful. And I think about the guy, I lost it because I didn't want to go to college. And on my birthday, my parents went out of town.
Wait, what was your plan again?
I was going to college in September, and my birthday was May 31st. And it was like the day of graduation or something, or the day before. My parents came to the graduation, and they decided they're going away for the weekend after our party. And my housekeeper was out of town. She had her own room. And so I thought, oh, great. I'm going to make him sleep over. We're going to lose my virginity in the maid's room. And as I'm banging him on the floor of the maid's room, I don't know how he ended up on the floor, I hear my parents' garage door go up. They came home early.
Oh, no.
I locked the fucking door. You know, he had to go outside the back to sleep in my sister's room. They thought he was sleeping in my sister's room. And, you know, I was rushing through this experience. And he was kind of not nice to me. And then the next morning I woke up.
But you guys were super nice to the maid.
We were very nice. The next morning I woke up and he tried to get in my butt.
Oh my God.
That was the weirdest experience.
That was your wake up call?
Yes, my wake up call. So, gets better. He was mean to me. He was 4 years older than me. He was mean to me. So, 4 years later, out of college, I'm at this really expensive restaurant. It was St. Laurent's restaurant in New York City. And my aunt was invited to the opening. So, she brought me with a bunch of friends. We're eating the dinner. And in walks Bradley fucking Kaufman. Yeah, you know who you are. Okay. And he walks in and he lost all his hair and he wasn't cute anymore. And I was like, God punished you for that. Damn. Okay, anyway.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Uh-huh. And then you were like, you can do me in the butt now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. In the bathroom of St. Laurent.
I'm starting to
blow my nose. Yeah. It's like, yeah, let's go, baby. It was early 80s. So let's go. No.
Okay, so we only have three more.
Okay.
If they have the best friend who is a girl.
Well, that's a weird thing. And a lot of guys have best friends who are girls. But... is the best friend who has a girl have a boyfriend?
Well, right. This is a situation right
boyfriend.
Here.
So I do not think that's a deal breaker. I think that's something you're going to have to get used to. They may not have a sister and they may treat this. But if the best friend is a girlfriend, was an ex-girlfriend, that is a no-no.
There you go.
That's a no-no. Yeah, yeah. But as a friend, yes. Friends, okay.
And I think it is different that like...
And it's actually really good
because
you're
both in relationships.
Yeah,
and, like,
I mean...
Yeah, but you can shop.
But,
you can
know,
shop
we
with
were
her.
Friends when I was in a... I mean, it doesn't make a
difference.
That's true. It's, you know, it
we've been
really,
through a lot.
Yeah.
And the other thing is you can go shopping with her and hang out and she can get all deets, you know, about you and vice versa. So that's kind
of
nice. That's actually really nice because then if you cry, she'll understand your cry and she'll be sympathetic towards you, not him.
Right.
It's actually better.
I totally have Amy's back way more than yours.
That's way better.
I'm realizing that now.
Well, because they're two vaginas. They cancel out a penis. That's how it works.
It just thrills me that Anna actually likes someone I'm dating.
Okay, well. Let's hope that you keep this thing by putting a ring on it. I see shiny objects in your future can you know, commune with Mars right now.
We've talked about it.
That's how big it's got to be. No.
I think we should have Patty on the show like every few months.
Please. I'm going to check in.
Yeah, exactly.
Did this. Okay.
I love this. But I wonder, okay, later on, let's ask like what you think her ring should look like.
Oh. I don't know. She might be emerald or round. It's like it's toss up.
Does that really matter?
No,
round.
Oh, can you stop that? Why are you taking away the joy of the experience? Do you understand? She's going to be showing this for the rest of her life. It's like the queen's wave. You know how the queen waves? Well, that's because this is the hand.
But why can't I pick it out?
Because you got to know what she likes.
But you know what? If it's a
what's her like? What is she like? Go. What is she like?
As far as a diamond
you
goes?
You know nothing, actually, because you're just stalling
Jon
here.
Jon Snow.
Really, you know nothing. Nothing.
I'm not going to do this blind. I'm going to go with friends, like female friends. I'm going to bring Anna with me. You know, I want to find something that if I feel like if I have enough support.
Send pictures.
And people are...
Text him. Show him where the pictures are. Show him the jewelry stores. Show him good discounts. Don't go to Blue Nile, but go to a nice store. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Even though I like Blue Nile, you know. You can Tiffany, get a good quality stone, you know, like certification.
That just sounds like a total ripoff. Tiffany, just because...
You know, it appreciates in value because it's
no,
a Tiffany
it doesn't.
Stone. Yes,
no,
it
one's
does.
Gonna, no one's going to know if it's a Tiffany stone.
It says Tiffany on the band.
Oh, boy.
Appreciates
gonna,
in value.
On the band?
You have work to do. You have work to do.
I'm going to school him in private.
Okay, what?
I want to pay a $10,000 premium just because it says Tiffany on it.
Oh, you're in
the same exact
you're
diamond.
You're in so fucking trouble.
But stones are stones. They all have grades.
So are you going to give her a D flawless double carrot? What are you going to
do? So I'm going to get her an awesome stone.
A two,
that's
two or
graded
three?
Really
non-conflict,
well.
Non-conflict, non-conflict.
Non-conflict, so no awesome stone, chef. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I don't need to have a Tiffany blue box. I don't need to have that
it's
box.
It's kind of cute when you give the blue box. It's once in a lifetime she gets engaged.
All right.
Once
you sold
in
me,
a lifetime.
You sold me.
Once in a
lifetime. Anna, we better make a fucking shitload of money from this podcast.
Do you want her sucking your dick on a weekly basis?
Do
I
that
would be that? Getting a big rate. Because as busy as she is, she will make time.
All right.
True. Okay? Very and you true. Won't have to watch
oh,
Game of Thrones.
She's wearing Tiffany blue right now. Look at this. If this isn't a sign, I don't know what is.
She is. She's wearing a Tiffany blue shirt. But meanwhile, she won't have to watch. You don't have to watch Game of Thrones if you give her a big ring.
Yeah, sure.
You're out of the Game of Thrones.
Right. Got it.
But you know what? You would love it.
I will love it. I
would love it.
But you know, there's tons of jewelers out there. You don't have to go that.
Okay.
You know, there's tons of jewelers. They'll give you wholesale. You know,
It's not like I'm looking for. I'm not a cheapskate. I'm not
I
looking for.
I know,
a deal.
But you're being like deal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
but I hear. Yeah. I do hear.
But
what
I understand.
You're
like yeah. you know, 47th Street to a Jew is much more important than Tiffany because we get it wholesale. So it's like you always want to get it wholesale. So I totally understand.
Here's
just make sure the ring is bigger.
Maybe Tiffany makes sense if there's a resale. But I'm planning on living with her for the rest of my life, so there's no resale.
Well, you know, after a certain amount of time, you're going to grow and evolve, and you're going to want to get her an even bigger ring.
This is the worst fight we've ever had on the podcast.
I had a fight with Chelsea Handler, which is pretty bad.
She's really mean, though. She can be really nasty. She grew up one town away from me. And I'm really good friends with her best friend. She can actually go really, like, from 1 to 180, especially if you give her a little too much of the white.
But I love it that you can speak your mind. And I feel like there's been a shift in how women can present themselves in this industry now.
Well, look, the whole thing with Patricia Arquette doing the equal pay last year was so important to women now because actually more women are in college than men. We're not getting equal pay for equal dollar, which is ludicrous. And we're having people like you-know-who run for office, which we will not mention his name, Baltimore. but the point of the story is, like, what are people realizing that we are running the fucking world eventually? We will eventually take over at some point. And you're just going to have to get used to it because we fucking multitask and you don't. You got more shit done.
I was telling Anna right now, because, you know, we've been doing this for about a year right now, mm-hmm. and I've learned so much more about women, and I completely understand just... Women are smarter in so many... They're way more mature, that's
well,
for sure.
Well, we're more mature, we grow up faster, and our corpus callosum biologically is bigger than men, so we use both sides of our brain when we process. Men only use one side of
I didn't
our
know
brain.
Any of this.
That's all biology.
Yeah, I didn't know
that's
any
biology.
Of this. I really didn't know any
well,
of this.
Well, you don't just push a baby out of your little pee hole without like knowing how to do shit, you know, and then it's go true. Through menopause and all this crap that we go through. So I think we're more evolved, and we know the clock is ticking. We know time's running out.
Right.
We know that we only have a certain amount of good years to do X.
Yeah.
Men think like they have all the time in the world.
And also, don't you think for so long as a young man, because you're so driven by wanting to get laid, mm-hmm. that you truly view it as like a fishing or a hunting expedition. So you view women as like, what are the phrases that I use to turn this person on mm-hmm. or as opposed
conquest,
to actually...
Yeah.
To actually kind of listening.
Well, there's so much time and effort spent on how a guy can land a girl. There
right.
are books, there are websites,
and
there are pickup artists.
There's
all,
the connection
exactly.
is lost.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And I feel like that's something that men just don't understand.
Because they don't realize, like, to marry your best friend, so studies have shown that when you marry your best friend, you have more chance of ever having a happy marriage than you do if you don't. Because the commonality of the two coming together without the sexual, even though there's a little spark.
And that's your rule. That's your rule, right? No more, sex.
Well, no sex before monogamy.
Until monogamy.
If you want to get married. If you don't want to get married, you can sleep around all you want. Just be safe with it. Safe sex. But the truth of marriage, the commonality of they say that statistics have shown that if you do two things you like to do together, if he makes you laugh and you're best friends and your morals and values are in alignment, you're more likely to last in your marriages. You'll have conflict, but you'll resolve it quicker. And that's where people get mistaken. They're like, okay, hot chick, dinner. That's it. What's there? And then I hear guys say, well, I have nothing to talk to her about. Like if they go, if they're like a 50-year-old guy and they're dating a 20-year-old, I'm like, okay, after you sleep with her, what are you going to talk about? She doesn't know. Do you know who Zendaya is? And they go, no. And I go, well, you need to not date this girl.
You're so correct.
Because she's from Disney. And you don't know her that she had braids and Julianna Rancic yelled at her. So like you need to understand, like you're not in that pop culture world. You're still in Dan Fogelberg. You know, like we need you to get to the right side of the street.
And there's only so many times your male friends can say, oh man, she's hot, before it kind of wears off.
Right. It's only like 3 weeks.
So
it's three
true,
weeks, 3 weeks of she's hot, and then what else does she got?
Right? That's what it is. Exactly. Phoenix says she's hot. Exactly. And like, what else? And then if somebody gives a better version of the chupacabra, like, she's hot. She's an A-list actress, like Anna. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, she's got her a house. She drives Bentley. She has three other, you know,
homes. It's like, can we go back to
that? Then all of a sudden, like, you're totally fucking A-list. And then she gets like A-list, and then you're like, whoa, she got the hotter version with the bank, with the brains, with the. Because then it's like, then you're screwed. It's like, absolutely, all I got is some hot little model who didn't do anything.
Right.
Who's living off of me. She's Russian, and I had to get her teeth fixed.
Yeah. I do have like a road trip test. Like, the idea, if you can drive 10 hours on a road trip, mm-hmm, and at the end of the road trip still feel like pretty good, and
as
long as you're listening to Anna Faris is Unqualified.
Yes, you must be always listening to Anna, and you must subscribe on iTunes. You must listen to all of them, or I'm going to come beat you up.
No. But the idea that you could talk to somebody, and there can be silent times, but that you could really talk to somebody and enjoy their company in a stationary environment where you're forced to, there's no TV, you're not around your friends, mm-hmm, you are actually attempting to appreciate each other's company. I think that's incredibly important.
Okay, so I have another one. Go to CVS, wait on the line to get your prescriptions. If you can get to the end of the CVS line and get your prescription without getting into an argument because this line is so fucking long, it's worse. Yeah. Okay, it's worse than Freeze at the Grove, right? Sure. You guys tried Freeze at the Grove?
Well, no.
It's part of Press Juicery. Okay. And it's greens and nuts all blended up to look like ice cream, and it's amazing.
Sounds
anyway,
awful.
They're all around the block. So if you can do this on like an errand date. The errand dates are the real way to test. And he doesn't lose his cool, you gotta keep
that's
it.
That's a good one.
Because that's
like
a short
it.
One. Because the long one's the long ride. Like, I gotta go to Palm Springs. You wanna come with me? Mm-hmm. It's a little bit
right,
much.
Right, right.
Because then he's thinking on the drive, I'm getting late.
But you know
we're staying in the same room.
But when we go on errand dates, I feel like she's the one that's complaining most of the time.
Oh, we went to IKEA on a Sunday, and oof, it was, I wanted to fucking kill myself. But we didn't fight. We didn't fight.
Did you hear that, IKEA? You have nobody helping people on the fucking ground.
Trying to get end tables.
Oh, my God. And then remember, it wouldn't fit in our car, and we just walked away?
Okay, it's good. Yeah,
Amy, only rational people would be... You have to. Of course, you're driven insane.
Yeah, but Seb and I didn't fight.
Like, so in other words, you're just fighting at the people.
I was just annoyed at the general situation.
That's
but
what I'm saying.
The relationship,
right, the relationship, and you saw a side of her that was a little feisty, which turned you on, and you got a blowjob in the car, right? Because that's what happened, right? Little blowjob
exactly.
in the car.
Oh no, that didn't happen. That would have been amazing. That would have been incredible. Oh God!
Like, you didn't find the end tables at the end of the day?
No, we actually ended up ordering them online because we didn't want to carry them.
I can never figure out how to order on that fucking site. Everything's so confusing on there. I'm
just sitting in a box
it's
in
like
the corner
in
of our house.
Land with the fucking
right.
language,
it's
like,
amazing.
Like, where
I hate
are they? And
the
they
worst.
Name them weird names.
You can't understand a word. Yeah. Like, you know, it's the worst. It's the
Logan Hoffman or
something like exactly. that. Yeah, totally weird. Yeah, I totally agree with you. But that is an errand date and a long distance drive. The long distance drive's great, but the long distance drive has to be after the weekend.
Yeah.
So like you already got laid. Now does he still you're still connected?
Yeah.
You already
Patty,
filled
that's
up
good.
The love you right. filled up the love tank.
Uh-huh.
Do you still want uh-huh. more? Are we going for, you know, dessert afterwards, drinks afterwards, whatever?
Uh-huh. I like that.
How do you feel about when I was dating, I'm sorry, Amy, that I'm talking about my previous dating life.
Oh, I do.
It is a podcast that you're supposed to talk about because you're you know.
How do you I've always felt like the dates that kind of worked the most for me was when we changed locations. Like, so it's like you have dinner, and then afterwards, if the date's going well, they're like, you know what, let's just Uber over to this bar over here and have another drink. And then all of a sudden, I just feel like
because you're more relaxed,
you're more relaxed,
and then tongue goes into the mouth.
And there's also a change of venue, so now all of a sudden, you know, it's like you're
but then
like you're on two dates.
You're saying that you're not well, that doesn't count.
Okay, no,
you're
okay. No.
Yeah, but you're saying A, I'm not cheap. B, I'm adventurous, and C,
I want to spend more time with you.
I want to spend more time with you, and I'm a planner because you're like, right. hey, and then you're taking charge because nothing is better mm-hmm. than a guy going, we're doing this, we're doing that. Like, okay, so when I went on the date with the guy with the four roommates, so we're at Tasting Kitchen in Abbot Kinney. By the way, great restaurant, fucking great restaurant, and the waitress was amazing. Thank you. So we ordered the branzino, and now we got to get the sides. So she goes, okay, which vegetables do you want? And he goes, I don't know. What do you want? I go, no, what do you want? I don't know this guy. I'm like, I don't know. What do you want? I go, I'll eat anything. Pick something. And he wouldn't pick it. And went back four times. And finally, she looked at me and gone, we'll have the radicchio, the green beans, and the spinach. And he's like, oh, thank God. I love a woman who could take charge. And I'm thinking, yeah, you're not my guy.
Because
I had
exactly.
to do it all. It I went know. Back 15 times. She was looking at me like, dude, fucking. And she knew I was. So she, now I'm playing like Sweet Sally, like, no, you pick. I'll pick. You pick. It was like ridiculous. And then I'm thinking, okay, this is not going to work. Yeah.
That was it.
So when you take charge like that, yeah, that gets us juicy-goosey and we get wet downstairs.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It worked. Yep, that's what
work.
I do with you.
Yeah. Because she's busy as a man at work all day long.
Yeah, exactly.
She's tired.
I know.
Exactly. She's tired. You're tired and set all day long. Exactly. You do not want to come home and have someone, you know, make you do shit.
And I'm also like, I'm so easily pleased.
Right. Like if someone said, I got you a great gourmet pizza at Mozza and I bought you a great bottle of wine.
Fuck,
you're like in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like you're not high maintenance. You're just
no,
like, can you just think of me and rub my feet once?
They could,
you know,
get me like a Happy Meal.
They're still not getting a blowjob, by the way.
She's not kidding, by the way.
My God.
She's not kidding. She eats like a 12-year-old boy.
What?
You eat chicken nuggets and you
cannot.
She has a kid.
Me, you eat like.
No, I do as well. Yes, but
when was the last time you ate a vegetable?
No, I don't. I can't.
Have you eaten a vegetable?
No, she tries to sneak them in every once in a
while. We're going to bring you freeze from the grill. I'm not kidding.
Are you sure I'll like it?
It tastes like ice cream.
Are you serious?
It's figs, water, and almonds and greens. Blended up, chocolate, vanilla, all different flavors. They put almond butter on it and cocoa, and it's split with a little
sea salt. So it tastes good?
It tastes like ice cream, and it's 80 fucking calories. It's like a gold mine.
I'm going to try it.
Okay. And they also have it in brand one. They have it in brand one.
I would love this.
What?
Chris would love this.
I'm bringing it to you next time. We're bringing you freeze. That's it. It's happening. It's on. It's on.
Okay, but you also, I'm about to get so horrible.
Okay, go. Hit me.
Is there any way? Uh-huh. We could drug my husband. I've asked this before. Uh-huh. And because I'm a lazy person. Mm-hmm. I like to talk a lot about myself. That's mm-hmm. pretty much my favorite hobby.
Okay.
And I do.
You're an actress. What else is there?
Okay. So is there any way that we could drug my husband? Mm-hmm. You can come over again.
Okay, done.
And maybe you could slip in and, I don't know, maybe try to go down on him. And
I'm sorry, but we have an issue because I said to them when we were walking, I said, you know, her husband, that's like my dream guy. Now make him 50, like make him older than he is because clearly he's taken. So let's put him in late 40s and that's my guy. Like I totally like blonde, all-American, rugged, funny, hipster guys.
He won't. I mean,
okay. I can teach you how to give a blowjob. I'm really good at it. Actually.
Really?
They always come back for more. Let's put it this way. I have repeat performance every time. And when I break up with them, they're like, yeah, we're broken up. But like, what about just a blowjob? It doesn't mean anything. They do that all the time. My ex does that all the time.
I mean, well, so what is it? Like,
I like
is it all handwork?
No. There's different kinds of blowjobs. So let me get like technical here. Okay. So there can be the lazy blowjob when you're watching Game of Thrones, which actually is you're watching TG
what
and
the
you're
hell?
Going
I can't
down.
Keep track of all the families okay. if I'm like
well,
doing.
Baby's down. Okay, baby's down. Alfred for the night, Game of Thrones goes on. Lights down. You got your like little cute underwear on. You know your LeBron panties. He's laying back. You're taking it, but you want
but
something.
He's gonna have to be not facing the television, so I can still.
No,
watch
you're going
Game
this
Thrones.
Way. You're, like, you're sideways, and he's taking and he's watching the TV. Okay, but he's actually watching you. He's watching you, so you're sideways, so you can watch the TV. That's called lazy blowjob.
Good, I like
okay.
that.
Okay, now there's.
Do you think I could put a podcast?
Yes. In? Now, sexually speaking, a lot of men like. Angry blowjob.
Oh.
It's like, arr, arr, like that. Angry blowjob. They love that whole.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a very pornistic thing. They like this whole like, arr, arr, and you want to beat it and touch it and like get.
Beat
get,
it.
Yeah, they like
no
it.
Teeth.
No teeth. No teeth. No, you're always, no teeth, you're always
but
like
you're
this.
You're just growling?
I can't really say what I'm doing, but you're always like this.
Yeah, okay. I heard about that before.
Right. So, and then the thing is, you want to use your tongue and really suck it. So you're doing a lot of the work. It's kind of like a dolphin. You know, like you're going like this, but you're not really using your hands. You're more like going down deep, deep, deep. You don't need to deep throat it. He won't know the difference when he's closing his eyes. He'll think it's a deep throat. It's really not. That's a technical.
Ow.
Well, it's kind of like a gymnastics move. You know, it's an illusion. Basically.
So it's a hand. You're involving
yeah.
a hand.
Now, when you bring the hands in, you want a squeegee. So squeegee is really important.
Oh, no, no, no,
so
no,
now lube that's, saliva. What
wait,
do we do?
Like how hard are you? Like gently, this is what gently. You're. Okay, fine. Okay, because what you're doing before was not gently.
No, it's, yes, it is. Beating it gently. Beating
okay.
It.
No, but what you, not, you, what you, you were doing before.
You clearly don't watch porn, obviously. Okay, I need to get you better
no,
porn.
But you were doing both your hands.
No, you're before. Doing it. Squeegee is this way.
No, it's that's nice. That's nice.
Now, you always remember to feather the balls because it's the last place people think of, and you got to do it just so gently because it's very, very sensitive.
Okay, pretend my, let's pretend my palms are balls.
Okay, so you want to okay, be like
your palms
just
are
like
up
this,
right now, and
like
she's
this. So she's you've already gone down and touched it, and it's hard. It's now it's
but
ready
you have
for
nice
play.
Nails. I have horrible nails.
Patty, describe gently. What you're doing.
Okay, so her hands are palming down, and I'm taking my little fingertips, and I'm just ever so slightly, you know, feathering them inside the palm and the hands to show her how light I'm doing this, because you don't want to hurt those balls. Those balls are real sensitive. That's where people kick people, and that's where they get really, you know, hurt and injured.
It's okay? Nice. It's like a, right. It feels
so
like a difference.
So
like
now
a,
if you put it all together, you can spit on the penis and spit it and, you know, make it go. Like that way you can be like, you can titty fuck it, which is like you can motorboat it.
Oh,
which is
that
like
sounds
this,
like that's my like super this, lazy you know, option. Like that, yeah.
Hey, it's really simple, but we're doing simple Sally syrup. We're not making it complicated. We're making it very like it flows. It just gently flows, and he won't know difference. The problem is you want something in return.
Now, how? Yes, you're totally right
so
about
you
that.
Need to get him to go
but
downtown.
What is my time frame?
Oh, how many minutes is a blowjob? Well, he won't last for very long because he's going to want to get inside you at some point. Most, unless he's really selfish and he really wants the whole experience, uh-huh. He's going to get really hard and go, I got to get in. I got to get in. So they get really excited.
You know, that's a good man, isn't he?
Yeah, he wants to get in. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a you know? Good man.
Because, you know, they want to feel the inside
that's,
of you.
You know what?
They,
that's...
And a good man likes missionary. Now, 69 is really hard. 69, you can't think about them and do it at the same time, so it's impossible. Doggy style is strictly for him because it's not a great feeling experience for us, you know. And very few women can climax inside. You like doggy style, then you must be one of the few that really gets off on that because it's really sometimes it hits the cervix and you feel like you got to pee a little bit. So, yeah.
Is that terrible to admit?
All the girls are saying yes. We have a lot of Pacos girls today.
Yeah. Is anybody else Alex. Into doggy style?
No. I mean, and of course, the men go wild. We've got two straight men here and two gay men here. What do you
but
think?
We had some women that agreed with me.
Like, who agreed with
me? I just like the whole
Ashley.
Spectrum.
Ashley, yeah, I didn't know you were that badass.
Do but I think the whole yeah. spectrum is fun. Yeah.
Okay, but the key is like jizzy foreplay. So I think one of the problems we're having now in America, the sex in America, is that, first of all, I had the best sex I ever had in Miami. And the reason was is because those men are very hedonistic. It's Latin down there. It's very cultural place where they kiss. The art of the French kiss has left the city, especially in LA. Men don't like to kiss here. I don't know what the deal is. They don't. And I hear it all the time from
maybe
my clients.
People forget about it.
No, because they're just like so used to getting downtown. They don't realize yeah. it. You know it takes 20 though? Minutes for a woman to preheat her oven. I mean, that's statistics. You know, so if you want your woman to be sexually satisfied, there's a great book by Ian Kerner called She Comes First. Amazing book. You should buy it on the market if you're a man listening to this, because you will satisfy your woman every time. It's one of the best books ever written.
What was it called? What was
She Comes First. So you're going to always make your woman come first before yourself.
I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay, so wait. I want to hear a little more specifics about this Miami lover.
My
husband's gone, by the way. I'm lonely.
Okay. So my ex was like French-Canadian, and he lived down there for like, I don't know, four or five years. And so when we got together, it was like, he spent all his day, I mean, he didn't make money. He spent all his day reading books online. You know, those days you read a book online. Like, I don't even think
that's
he did.
That's why his time
and
to
he
kiss
learned
you.
About sex, and he was French. So he had this French, like, je ne sais quoi, wave, hello, baby, you know. And it was like, oh, great. And he would spend a lot of time downtown. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I had another lover like that. It was like, all the Miami guys, you get to LA, it's like, where is it? And I could make a red X, and they're still like, dude, to the left. Why do you think Beyonce says, to the left, to the left, to the left? That's because it's that fucking spot is to the left, Jay-Z, you clearly have issues in your relationship because you don't know where the X is. To the left.
Oh, I love that, though. But you're right, though, about kissing. It is
kissing
really,
like
it's
his
so
friend,
important.
Is Chris a good kisser?
He's
used his
great.
Tongue? So that's how he got you, probably.
He's very
that
he's,
first kiss, right?
He's
do you remember
romantic.
It?
I'm more of the one who's like, oh, let's get down to business, babe.
So you're moving faster and he's moving slower.
Yeah. Okay. So now, Patty, we are going to get to callers.
Okay. Ooh, fun.
I need to wax you later.